Every February, farmers from across the globe arrive in Tulare, California for the world's largest agricultural exhibition. The displays of 1,500 companies are sprawled across nearly 160 acres. NPR's John McChesney went there to see the latest in agricultural technology.
Here at Ag Expo, you can see machines with awesome mechanical muscle and high-tech brains. With their massive wheels and mechanical arms and legs, they look like something from a science fiction film. Take this giant caterpillar tractor, for example. It lumbers along on huge treads and will plow and plant crops guided by a group of satellites overhead, the Global Positioning System. Rich Hilliker of Trimble Systems shows how it works.
All right, let's go for a ride. What I'm going to do is approach our row. You can see it on our 3D display. Push the autopilot button and the tractor starts steering itself. We look on our light bar display that's directly in front of the driver. As soon as we see three green lights, we're operating within an inch.
That's right. This huge tractor won't deviate left or right more than 1 centimeter. So why the need for such precision? Well, say you're planting carrots. Later you want to clear out weeds as close to the carrot plants as possible. The tractor's computer stores the row plots, and when the tractor goes back over the field, it'll be able to cut weeds within an inch of the row of carrots. That means less herbicide or farm workers to keep the weeds down. And then there's increased productivity.
It's crucial for these crops to be planted with extreme precision. We can only do that during the daylight hours in the past. Now we can operate these machines 24 hours a day, so we can possibly eliminate one machine for each grower, double our efficiency, as well as go faster and utilize almost any driver on the property.
These tractors can cost $250,000, so using fewer to do more is very attractive. And out in Kansas or Nebraska, the fields are sometimes 5 miles long, so the driver can kick back and relax until the next turn. And if he falls asleep, an alarm goes off at the end of the row. Standing next to a bright red Case tractor, whose tires tower over him, Bernie Cargill points out the matching red leather upholstery on this $275,000 machine.
Operating this tractor is just like driving your car. When you get inside of it, you got air conditioning, CD, cassette player, you got heat, air conditioning, almost anything you want. You got comfort, you got seats adjustable, you got heated seats in the tractors if you want them, and the heated seats not necessarily for cold weather, but it helps your back feel better. And the whole intent of that is to keep the operator in the seat longer, being more comfortable, being more productive.
Increasing productivity is a mantra here. The holy grail is to continually eliminate labor as part of the industrial agricultural equation. Take this grape harvester, for example. It stands nearly 2 stories tall and straddles a vineyard row, gently shaking grapes from the vines. Robbie Roberts is proud of the way his machine can replace farm workers.
The Quantum grape harvester starts out at $178,500. But the nice thing about it is that it will pay for itself in 5 to 7 years, compared to hand-picking costs that will be double. And then the grape harvester will last 20 to 30 years.
Roberts claims that this model will take the place of 60 to 70 farm workers. Then Roberts shows off a tree shaker for almond growers. The machine features a pair of 2-foot-long rubber-encased jaws on an arm that extends out nearly 15 feet.
You've got a joystick with your 8-function control. It slides out. The jaws are open at that point as it slides out. Once you get centered on the tree, you close the jaws. It then vibrates very heavily. I don't know quite what you would compare the shake to, but it's a very hard shake. It shakes all of the almonds down on the ground.
Roberts doesn't say how many farm workers it takes to shake a tree, but at $73,000 for the machine, it must take quite a few. He cautions, though, that an inexperienced operator could pull a young tree right out of the ground. Not far away, there's a machine with suction cups on a mechanical arm that picks up 14 to 15 oranges at a time and deposits them in neat layers in a cardboard carton. The suction cups on this one can be tuned to only pick up oranges of a particular size. Crowds seem mesmerized by the machine's intelligence. Cesar Mejia says it's the first of its kind on the market, and he says the best human packers can fill only 35 boxes an hour.
Where this machine can do up to 300 carns an hour. So you do the numbers there, it's a big advantage to the growers and to the packers.
Then there are the transplanters. These machines take a tray of 256 seedlings, gently deposit them in a furrow opened up by a plow foot, and then pack in the soil around the plant at the rate of 140 plants a minute. When you tow five of these units behind a tractor, you can set out 700 plants in a minute. Charles Melschow explains the labor savings.
A hand machine takes 15 people, so we're saving seven people right there with an automatic machine over a hand machine. And labor is getting hard to get, especially good labor for hand work.
Even though there are large numbers of illegal immigrants working the fields of California's Central Valley, growers are always lamenting a shortage of skilled labor at an affordable price. So there's a never-ending search for mechanical ways to reduce the cost and unpredictability of human workers. Right now, with many agricultural crop prices at all-time lows, the labor-saving pitch of farm machinery salesmen is hard to resist, even when farmers have to pay these astronomical prices. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.